And now this is a dictation for Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, March 24, 35, addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Parker, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, CHF, last visit in June, no hospital visits, trying to do diet on purpose successfully, few pounds weight loss without vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation but no bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system is negative, she has chronic numbness post shingles on the right face, isolated vertigo, mostly postural, other neurological symptoms are negative, review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the beta blockers, diuretics, hydralazine, losartan, verapamil. Today, blood pressure elevated 160/70, at home 140/70, alert oriented intestine 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, focal neurological deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 2.3 in December. For the most part, has been like this for the last 5-6 years. Present GFR 19, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate in the upper side, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. No symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. She wants to delay the placement of an AV fistula. She has chronic disease as indicated above for many years. She's planning to go to the Upper Peninsula for the winter time. She will do chemistries on a regular basis. There has been no need for bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis. Present potassium is normal. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Anemia without the need for EPO treatment. Continue present blood pressure medications. Come back in 6 months or early as needed.